Good morning, Spiritus family. I'm excited to be with you today to provide an update on our Buddy Readers ministry. As Reverend Seeley said, I assume the role of ministry leader this year after our Buddy Readers founder and fearless leader, Marcy DeJesus Ruff, retired. Marcy's vision more than a dozen years ago was to help children develop a love of reading and to do so through the skills and books that we share and through the personal connection that we make with every child. We're continuing the course that Marcy chartered and keeping her vision alive. Marcy, I know you're here. How about if you stand and we give you a round of applause? Woo-hoo! In the gospel today, we heard that Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, and I could not imagine a more perfect image for Buddy Readers. Not only is our logo two books walking hand in hand, but it's how we're sent as well. One adult is paired with one student, and we work together, two by two. As a social justice ministry at Spiritus, Buddy Readers has two areas of focus, literacy and connection. According to the National Assessment of Adult Literacy, literacy is defined as using printed and written information to function in society, to achieve one's goals, and to develop one's knowledge and potential. According to that same assessment, though, two-thirds of students who cannot read proficiently by the end of the fourth grade will end up in jail or on welfare. Think about that, 66% of students. At Buddy Readers, we're not teachers, but the work we do in coaching our students and reinforcing the lessons they're learning in the classroom really does contribute to them meeting their literacy goals. And we wouldn't be effective unless we established a caring and non-judgmental connection with our little buddies. Buddy Readers is known as a safe place for the students to be vulnerable, to grow, and to thrive. This year, Buddy Readers Ministry, we worked with 60 children, and we work in three different Rochester City schools: the World of Inquiry, number 58, Franklin Fowler Dow, number 52, and the Eugenio Maria de Hostos Charter School. We couldn't do the work we do without our site coordinators at each school. They serve as the focal points for the volunteers and administrators and handle the day-to-day operations. I'd like to recognize Libby Ford, Phyllis Fleischman, and Patty Thompson. If you would please stand, I'm not sure where you are, but I know you're here. Aha! This year, we also enlisted the help of retired reading teacher Diane Curry as our training coordinator. Diane provides tips and tricks and ideas throughout the year that enable our volunteers to better serve our students. Diane, I know you're right there. Would you please stand and be recognized? We leave it up to the second, third, and fourth grade teachers to identify which children they would like to have participate in Buddy Readers each year. This year, we worked primarily with third graders. It's about 8 years old. You may be surprised at the reading level of the students who participate. Some can barely read. They may not even know their ABCs. Or they're struggling as early readers. Some children can read at grade level, but they struggle with comprehension or expression. Some lack confidence, and others just can't sit still enough to focus. So perhaps you know a child that fits one of those descriptions. Perhaps you were one of those children. We love them all. One of my favorite little buddies this year was paired with John Eisenberg. He was a wonderful young man, but he had more energy than any child I've seen in the 4 years I've been doing this. Even when he was sitting down, he just exuded energy. He would twist and turn, and often when I would look over at their table where they were working, he was upside down with his legs on the top of the table, his body kind of sprawled along the cafeteria seat, his head hanging over the edge, his almost near the floor, but he had a book in his hand and he was reading. So, yeah. And that round of applause really goes to John, because he worked miracles figuring out how to best connect with this child, to let him learn to read, but also to let him expend the energy that he had built up that morning. And I'm sure his teacher was very thankful as well. But that's really what it's all about. It's about meeting the child wherever they are, in a skill level, in an emotional level, in an energy level. They may be tired or angry or joyful, but we meet them wherever they are every week. And I do believe that God has a hand in buddy readers, and that we get assigned the child who needs us and who we need. Regardless of age, we all have gifts to share, lessons to teach, and lessons to learn, two by two. So let's take a look at a couple of memorable buddy reader experiences.
Well, when I had, I tried to get the interest of the students, so I had this little giraffe that I used to use when I was teaching, and I would bring it in, I introduced it to my little student, to my little buddy, and told him that the giraffe's name was Buddy. And so he was all excited, so every time I came, he would delve into my bag and try and find him and haul him out, and then he would use him as his co-learner. And that, I found that was fun. He enjoyed that. Yeah, it was very interesting working with this particular child, because in the beginning, he was non-motivated seemingly, unless we really sit on our hands. But eventually, with urging and support of the other teachers, obviously it takes a village, and following, I think it was April or maybe even March, he began to blossom, and it was absolutely a joy to watch this happen. Almost miraculous in many ways, because suddenly he was reading and at a level that we did would surprise us. So, great progress. Great progress, yeah. So I had one little particular little bunny reader, a little girl, and in the beginning she was a little bit shy and reserved. She didn't quite know what to expect. She still wanted to come each week, but as the weeks went on, she became more and more comfortable with me and silly, and we had a great time and just got really connected. She would hug me when she saw me, and one of the days she wore a tutu, a little navy blue tutu, and then the following week she wore it again, and I said to her, "Wow," I said, "it must be Tutu Tuesday again. You're wearing your tutu every week." She goes, "I love coming here. I love buddy readers," she said. "I love seeing you. I'm going to wear this every Tuesday when I see you." And so every week when she came, she would twirl around and we would say, "Tutu Tuesday," and we'd give a hug, and then we'd sit down and do our reading. So it was just a really cute little memory and connection that we shared with each other. Part one of it happened during the first year of COVID, when we were online only. And I worked with one little buddy, and when we were online, every week you'd have a different little buddy, and it was hard to get any continuity. But I had one that, in theory, was a second grader, didn't know our alphabet, couldn't read, and yeah, learning on screen just wasn't helping. But I started working with her every week, and the first time she was able to read a simple book, her eyes lit up. She was so excited. She wanted to call her mom to come home from work so she could read a book to her. So, yeah, that was just wonderful. Part two, similar thing happened this year, except I was in person. And one of my little buddies, because I work at two different schools, one of my little buddies, yeah, at the beginning of the year, this was a second grader, didn't know the complete alphabet. Yeah, just was struggling as the kids who learned to read during COVID. we saw. Suddenly, yeah, I think it was late April or so, I handed her a book in the morning, a real simple one. She read it. Her eyes got big. She ran back to our bookcase where we kept books and we had other ones in that simple series. She must have read 10 books that day to me. Didn't want to play any games. She just wanted to read. And so those types of experiences are why I have been a buddy reader all these years.
I just want to say real quick, my little girl, she was just a love dog. And she said to me at the end, and this was my first year, she goes, will you come to Specky Brave with me? I said, I'd go to college with him if I could. And wonderful.
I just can't say enough about our volunteers, their dedication, the creativity, the compassion that they have for our little buddies. That's what really makes this ministry possible. This year we had 48 volunteers. Most are from Spiritus, some are from the community, and we also had 5 service scholars from St. John Fisher University. These are students who are receiving a scholarship, and in order to keep it, they have to provide service hours. And of course, the little kids just love the college kids. but everybody brought their enthusiasm to us and some great ideas, too. A few of our volunteers also participated in Rock Reading Partners in the evening. That was the program that Marcy had implemented originally called Buddy Readers at Bedtime. But that's transitioned now to be managed by the University of Rochester's School of Education. And that also has a lot of volunteers from Fisher and the U of R. But some of our Spiritus folks who find the evening time rather than daytime more convenient. So most of our Buddy Reader volunteers are retired, which makes it easier to participate in the daytime. Many are parents and grandparents, and we're fortunate to have quite a few retired teachers who bring their valuable classroom experience to us. A lot of lessons learned that they can share when we encounter situations that maybe, some of us don't really have that experience. Because there are some folks like me who came from other professions who don't have children, and my only, memory of reading with Buddy Readers would be equating it to my experience when I was in grammar school, which was a long time ago. But it all works. Every volunteer can make a difference regardless of the experience that you bring. I would like to ask, I know there are several Buddy Readers here today, if current and former Buddy Readers would please stand so we can thank you for your dedication. Thank you for all you've done for our little buddies, and it's nice to see so many here today. I had the opportunity at our end-of-year picnic, where all of us volunteers come together, to ask why they became a buddy reader. Some have been, we're brand new this year. Some have been a buddy reader ever since Marcy implemented the program a dozen years ago. So let's listen to see what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Kat, and I am a retired educator from the City of Rochester City School District. And when I retired, I decided I still wanted to work with students in some capacity. So Buddy Readers seemed to be a great opportunity to be able to work with a child and do a lot of literacy. And it seemed like a fun opportunity. And this year I was able to job share it with my friend Molly. And we were able to work with a student and kind of co-teach. So 1 week I worked with the student, and the next week Molly did. So it was really a fun thing to do this program. And I'm Molly, and I joined because Mike Van Pathier suggested it, and it was a quick way to get back into being with children again, students. It's been a long time since I've been with him, and it was a good way to ease into it. and I found it working very well, and it was a lot of fun, very enjoyable, and to see the progress was delightful.
I became a buddy reader because it was another way, another vehicle for me as an individual to provide some tutoring and mentoring for a lot of students in the inner city who may want to see and learn what they can do with a good education. And that was basically it, because education is the path to success. And it's something that once you have it, you don't lose it. It's always there. So it never goes away.
Hi, I'm Zadine. I've been a buddy reader on and off, more on and off, for the last 7 or 8 years at a couple different schools. And it was because I just related so much, or I just wanted to hang around and relive a little, a bunch of little things. So that's it.
I first became a buddy reader 6-7 years ago. I'd always heard about it at Spiritus and was interested in it. And I have always felt that reading and my love of reading is what got me through not only college, but a good job and all of that. So I felt that that would be a fun way to give back.
I decided to be a bunny for your volunteer. I taught preschool for 25 years. I love little kids, and I love to read. And I thought, what better way to combine two of my loves? And I got so much from this program this past year. I loved it, and I would encourage anybody to do it, because the kids are awesome at feet.
I'm a newsaholic, and I listen to a lot of news, and I constantly hear about the problems in the city school district, and I worry about the children. And I think, you know, it's part of our Christian faith to help each other. And that for me was like, let's do this. Let's help out. Let's be champions of the children in the city schools. And I have had such a wonderful experience with it. It is wonderful. I've been doing it for 3 years now, and all of the children I've had have just won my heart over. They're wonderful children.
I love them, the Pixies. Yeah, absolutely. They don't want everything Linda just said.
From the first time I heard Marcy DeJesus speaking about the buddy readers, at the very beginning of that idea, she stood up at a 9:30 mass and spoke, and I said, someday when I retire from teaching, I would love to join that buddy reader ministry. Just the way she spoke, and it was really inspiring that she had come up with this idea in honor of her mom. And I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. And so I retired 2 years ago from teaching. And each year as I listened to her at Mass, I thought, I'm that much closer to retiring. So 2 years ago, I retired and decided to do buddy readers for a couple different reasons. One, my very good friend, Diane Kennicott, was a buddy reader. And she always had these funny stories about her little buddies and their personalities, and how she just so enjoyed going there weekly to connect with her little buddies. And I thought, oh, I really want to do that. Unfortunately, Diane passed away 5 years ago, and I miss her dearly. But in honor of her memory, I decided that just confirmed to me that I really wanted to be a buddy reader and carry on her legacy and love for children. So I do that. And then Susan Weiss also became a buddy reader and told me stories. And now she's our wonderful buddy reader leader of the whole ministry. So that made me want to become even more.
I wanted to use my skill and experience to see if it would be a good fit, and it turned out to be Marbury's fit.
I would recommend buddy readers to anybody who enjoys being around children and enjoys seeing the eagerness in their eyes as they learn new things.
I'm in another program called Deep in the Dark. And this sounded like I could have a dream. Well, maybe play with kids, but I also help them learn to read.
My name is Phyllis Fleischman. I've been a bunny reader at the World of Inquiry School for the past 2 years, and what I love most about it is working one-on-one with a student, finding out what they're interested in, and each week just having fun and exploring books and playing games and staying young.
Bunny readers this year, and I absolutely loved it. I became a bunny reader because I really missed working with children after all my years of being a sleep pathologist in the schools.
Well, I've been a bunny reader for 8 years now, and I have enjoyed it very much. When you read to a bunny and they catch it, it's one of the most rewarding things you can do. The look on their face is priceless.
I would like to thank all my Buddy Reader colleagues for participating in that video and sharing from their heart why they're a Buddy Reader. I also wanted to share a quote that I discovered. They actually didn't attribute an author, but I thought it really related to the work we do. It said, "Volunteering is the ultimate exercise in democracy. You vote in elections once a year, but when you volunteer, you vote every day about the kind of community you want to live in." So, if you've been thinking about volunteering, and you'd like to do something with our Spiritus community that helps our Rochester community, I would love to have you join Buddy Readers. Our ability to serve more students at a particular school or even bring this wonderful program to other schools is really dependent upon the number of volunteers that we have. We'd also like to see more diversity in our volunteer ranks and all the demographics of race, gender, and age. That would complement the diversity of our little buddies and also the diversity at the schools that we visit. In early August, you'll see a note in the Spiritus Bulletin to apply for the 2024-2025 school year. We like to call it the Buddy Reader school year. If you have any questions, you can also, in the meantime, go to the Buddy Readers page on our Spiritus website. Scroll to the bottom, and there's a direct link. You can send me a message if you have any questions at all. In closing, I'm also excited to share that this year, Buddy Readers will be helping to promote the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. If you live in the city of Rochester, you can sign up to receive one book a month for free for any child age birth to 5 years old. And a representative, I hope, is going to be with us today in the reception hall after Mass. But if perhaps they aren't here, I did bring some sign-up sheets. So if you have a little one in your family and you'd like them to receive a book, this is wonderful work that Dolly Parton's Foundation does, and now Rochester is finally participating. So I do invite you to join me and the other Buddy Reader volunteers. We're hosting the coffee hour today. Just look for anybody with one of these badges or pins and ask all the questions they have, or ask them to share a story, because we've all got more than one. And I think that is it. I would just encourage you to think about joining us, and you too can serve two by two. So thank you.